Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is February 23rd, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Polycarp. Polycarp was the bishop of Smyrna during the 2nd century. The story is told of him that when he was a child, he knew the Apostle John, and that others of the first generation of apostles had made him a bishop. Of all the accounts of the martyrs from that time, few are judged by scholars to be absolutely authentic, but the martyrdom of Polycarp is one of them. He died on this day, most likely in the year 156. Though the judge tried to release Polycarp because of his gentleness, and because his faith didn't seem to be harming anyone, the crowd insisted that he die for his belief in Christ. Rather than be thrown to the wild beasts, as the crowd demanded, Polycarp was sentenced to burn at the stake. Perhaps no better summary of Polycarp's life and death could be constructed than the one he himself gave. It is said that as he was preparing for his death, he looked up into heaven and said, "Lord God Almighty, Father of your beloved and blessed child Jesus Christ, through whom we have received knowledge of you, God of angels and hosts and all creation, and of the whole race of the upright who live in your presence, I bless you that you have thought me worthy of this day and hour, to be numbered among the martyrs and share in the cup of Christ, for resurrection to eternal life, for soul and body in the incorruptibility of the Holy Spirit. Among them may I be accepted before you today as a rich and acceptable sacrifice, just as you, the faithful and true God, have prepared and foreshown and brought about. For this reason and for all things I praise you, I bless you, I glorify you, through the eternal heavenly High Priest Jesus Christ, your beloved child, through whom be glory to you, with him and the Holy Spirit, now and for the ages to come. Amen." Let us pray. O God, the Maker of heaven and earth, you gave your venerable servant, the holy and gentle Polycarp, boldness to confess Jesus Christ as King and Savior, and steadfastness to die for his faith. Give us grace, following his example, to share the cup of Christ and rise to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Matthias the Apostle. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.